This is the shiur for Thursday, Asor B'Tevis. Please again, excuse my voice. For Davke Echot, we're up to see base and Simle Reishain. Hey, in page 108, on top of the page. For Davke Echot, this is only the old Gzeh, we spoke about the Gzeh of Shemayata. The Gzeh of Shemayata is only with one person. One person sits in front of the light. Chachomim wa asadid al Shemayata. Havol shnayim koirim biyachah, but two people who are sitting next to each other and they're reading biyachah, the one sefer, that is acceptable. Sheim bo echod lehato, is one person is tilting, is doing matter, is tilting the light. Perish lehato is hanei, he's tilting the candle kidei, in order shiiga Hashem and lepsilo, in order that the oil should reach the wicks. I don't know why this perish over here. I don't know why it's written in Seif Beis, you know, in Seif Aleph. I really fail to understand that. I wonder if it's a printing mistake or that dates back from earlier editions. I'm not sure, but that's very weird. Because the explanation of Shemayata surely would have made more sense in Seif Aleph rather than Seif Beis. But never mind that. He says that if it's two people learning together, Biachat, two people learning together, then you can assume that Yaskirenu Chaveroi, that if one person is attempting to tilt, then the other one is going to remind him, because hello here, don't do that, you're tilting the light on Shabbos, which is also Mudiraisa, and therefore you can, two people are allowed to learn together. Vu Shekorin Be'inyan Echot, that's only if they're learning the same matter. Shoz Yashkiach Echot, one person is going to watch the other, Pameshiasi Chaveroi, what the other person is doing, then one is watching the other. Havot b'shnei nyonim loy, but if two are learning two different matters, two different masechtas, they are learning two completely different topics, then it doesn't help. There is no heter. V'yish oimrim, and some said. So everything we've been discussing now is if they are learning from one sefer, which was common. There was not many tzvorim like this. This was very common that people would share a sefer. So therefore the Ramos says, V'yish oimrim, b'shnei sefarim. And if it's, some say that the Ramos says that actually if you're learning two different sefarim, two people, one candle, two people, two sefarim, afilu b'nyanei echot, even if they're learning the same matter, they're learning the Gemara, but they're learning the same Gemara, but they're learning from two different sefarim. It says the Ramos, that's also, because people are looking in their own sforim, they're not looking into other people's hands. And therefore, there's no reminder over here. Therefore, that's why the minhag has come, not to say piyutim on Yom Tov night, shechal yos b'shabbos v'vis ha'knesses. So the Yotzers, that are said by night, the Ma'arovis, rather, that are said by night, he said that some people, some shuls have the minhag of refrain to say them. So that really, every shul has got the minhag to saying them. There's no such thing as a shul who has a minhag not to say piyutim by night on Yom Tov. Obviously, every shul has got really the minhag of saying the additions on Yom Tov. So while there's some shuls that don't say it, so there's not a real minhag, but they are concerned about Shemayata because many people have got their own machzorim, and since they've got their own machzorim, so therefore there's exer, and the light obviously is wax, is candles, and therefore the exer of Shemayata does apply, and therefore Chachamim were concerned that since this is exactly what we're referring to, you're not allowed to read a text that is not known to you, like piyutim are generally not known to people, and therefore since they're learning different, they're using different sforim, it's also. So the heter that we're finding in Seif Beis are two people, that one who is going to remind each other, that's only if they are using the same sefer. But if they are using different sforim, then it's going to be also. It's interesting that the Ramah assumes that people have different machzorim, and it's not necessarily one, and they're not sharing one machzor, which is interesting. That must be was widespread enough that people had their own machzorim, which was a chiddush to me. I must say that I've got an old machzor, which was the machzor which belonged to the shul some 100 years ago. And it's fascinating to see the oil, the wax, sticking onto the corners of the pages, which is very obviously that's the way it worked. We're just not used to it. That the lights, the shuls were lit by candlelights only, and it's so it sounds so foreign to us, but it wasn't such a long time ago that the shuls were lit by candles, and therefore there's a minhag in some shuls not to have, not to say Maariv by night. Truth is that some shuls still have that minhag to this day. I wonder if anybody knows any shuls that actually do say piyutim and yotzes on Yom Tovim. But on by night, the, what's called the Maariv, the piyutim by night, are not recited. So the minhag, that's not because people are in a rush. That's not because people are in a hurry. That's not because people are hungry. But the minhag comes from a very, very good source, and that's the Rama over here, because there was a Gzeir of Shemayate which applied by night and certainly doesn't apply by day. And again, this is even by few people, as long as they've got their own Sforim, the Gzeir applies. Mishneh Berurah, Seif Katan, hey, Shnayim Koirin, Aval Ein Poilin. So that's interesting. The Mishneh Berurah says, two people reading were finding a heter. Two people reading were finding a heter. That's two people reading the same sefer, they're learning the same matter. Then we have that one person is going to remind each other, and that's and therefore one person is going to remind the other, and therefore it's mutter. What about this careful looking of leather clothing that we learned in Sef Aleph? In Poilin, right? That was the first words of Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, in Poilin. Levi is a Kenim Abgodim, to get rid of the lice. He's not allowed to do that. So, are you allowed to, two people allowed to do that? You're allowed to, two people are like we're learning, that two people, like we're seeing that two people are allowed to learn. We're assuming one is going to remind the other before it does the Issa. Does that apply also with regards to in Poilin? So, Mishneh Berurah and Sif Katan Hei says, Avar ein poilin, no, with regards to poilin, that's not mutter. That remains also. Because, and the reason is, as it has explained, because the person is just investigating and examining one particular place of the clothing, and you're not really looking at others, and therefore there's a chashash, there's a concern, or a concern of Shemayate. However, the Mishneh Berurah does say, that if the other person remains and he doesn't do anything, he remains inactive, he remains passive, just watching over there, that's the shoyman, that would work. So two people doing the action of cleaning the lice, that's also. But if one person does, the other one watches over him, in the style of old brothers watching you, that would be mutter. Shezevade mutter, that's certainly mutter. That's only with regards to kriya, she umilts the mitzvah tiru boya for lolein rishus. That we learn that Mishneh Berurah is machadish, that in the name of the Pirmei Kodim, that one person is going to remind the other. This heter of two people doing, two people reading together, that's only because it's reading, which is a mitzvah matter, which is talking about learning. But if it's a reshus, not a person, people, two people want to read the newsletter, excuse me, newspaper, that would be a double reshus, and that's going to be also, I think, also going to form. But with the Atas, if Cotton Gimel Mash Meshucholik, and Zebuda Cholkin, so it's a Machloik, as a Chunim, as to whether this head of two people, if that applies by double reshus, only by double mitzvah. Mishneh Berurah and Sif Katan Ches ask, never mind piyutim, what about zmiras? Shabbos table in the houses, what about zmiras? Mishneh Berurah says, maybe not so surprising, umar shekosav lo ima piyutim, v'adin ha-zmiras she'emrim v'shabbos bevais, same aloch applies as we got to zmiras. The Zmiris which are read Shabbos, the same aloha applies as piyutim. You're not allowed to, if two people are using their own benches, maybe use their own benches. The Gzeir of Shemayate applies as well again. People are using candlelights, unless you know them a little bit by heart. If you know them a little bit by heart, then it's not called a great analysis, and that's not included in the Gzeira. But similarly, also, if you're asking somebody to keep an eye on you, that's also considered a good enough reason why it should be muta. So whether it is a shomer, a guardian, or whether it is that you know it by heart, these are the reasons why smiras on Shabbos are permissible. Otherwise, it would be included in the Gzeira, and it's comparable to the piyutim, which the Ramo asks. Now, there's probably an element of chiddush regards to Beis HaKnesset. That's what Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Tes emphasizes. Beis HaKnesset perish afilush sham sheyesh rabim chashino la'toya. You would have thought maybe that in a shul it's more lenient, because in a shul you've got lots of people, and you've thought that maybe some people are going to watch over you and you're more careful because there's a great public around you. You thought that you're more self-aware, more careful, and you'd have thought that maybe in a shul the gzeirah of Shema Yata doesn't apply, only in a private area where there's only a few people. Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Tes points out, Beis HaKnesset perish afilu sham, even there, tish rabim, there's a lot of people chashino le'atoya, who are concerned about the Torah. Kol shken yochid beveisoid osu lo iraneir. And Mishnah Berurah says, no, nevertheless, it's also, it's included in the Gzeira. Kol shken yochid beveisoid osu lo iraneir. So whether it is one single person, that's obviously also, but even where there is a number of people there, like in a shul, the Gzeira of Shemayati applies. So the question is, why about the rest? What the rest of the davening? Yotzes we learned now, Piyutim we learned is also. But what about the rest of the davening? Why is it mutter? The $1 million question, how are you allowed to daven in shul on Friday night? Why is there no Issa of Shemayate? The Mishnah Berurah explains, that time the reason is, the Tefillah Metzuyah B'Fi HaKol, people know the davening well, even if you don't know it by heart, but Ein Tzorich Iyun Rav, it doesn't require great detailed reading, it doesn't need huge light, because we're not actually reading, it just serves us the words, just it's just, we're not actually physically reading it, it serves us gentle reminder for Ein Tzorich Iyun Rav Rav Kamoi Rosh Parshas B'Sif Yud. I saw once an interesting little piece of exercise, that if you take the first few letters, the first three letters, say, of the words of a text you're very familiar with, you'll be able to read it like the davening. If instead of having Asher Yoshve Beisecho, you just do even the first two words, Aleph Shin, and then Yud Vav, and then Beis Yud, and you'll be able to go through the whole text, because you're not actually physically reading. I think that some reading experts and professionals, they have analyzed this extensively, that we don't actually physically read much when it comes to known texts. We don't actually physically read, but it's just visual reminders. That's how brain works. And for that exercise, that is no gzeirah of Shemayate. Shemayate is only if you actually physically have to read a new text and it's not known to you. But otherwise, davening is not a shaila, so there's no head of being extremely fum and saying, you know, I'm not going to shul because of Zerav Shamayate. No, that doesn't make sense, because you're probably quite familiar with the text, and therefore the Zerav doesn't apply, and that's why it's been very bedafke that the Rumor used the example of Piyutim, because Piyutim a person is not familiar with. Siv Gimel im Yesh Echod Imo Yafilu Eino Koyer, if a person has got company, Afilu Eino Koyer. As we discussed, if a person has got a friend next to him, if that other person, whether he is reading or is not reading, Vayomer, and he says, Tein Daitcho, keep an eye on me. Olai on me. Shelo Yeteid Ashun Bimata Deneim. Muta Etz Muta Vadin Imoyme Kein Leishtoy. His wife also serves as a guarantor. If it's a shomer, the concept of a shomer, a person watching over you, making sure that you're not matter, that works. And even your wife is fine as well. Mishnah Bosef Kotten Yud Oimeloi. You have to actually physically ask him to check over you, have a bistom or not. But if you don't ask him, it doesn't work. If you've got a whole family, 12 children and 48 grandchildren around, it doesn't help. You have to physically and specifically ask somebody. People are not going to keep an eye on you. And even if they do, people may be too politically correct. They're not going to ask. You know, they're not going to tell you to, you know, not to be over. So therefore, it's not acceptable. And you have to actually ask somebody very, very specifically to keep an eye on you. What's the chiddush of a wife? The answer is because wife is very close to you. When you don't know Meshoyma, she doesn't check over you like this. So therefore, you'd have thought that maybe your wife is not considered a good shoyma, but nevertheless, yes, she is. And Siv Dalet, Adam Choshev Shein Da'akui B'choy Lehatois, Mut B'chol Gavna. A person who is a Choshev person, who would never tilt light, he doesn't do these kinds of activities, if somebody does it on his behalf. Adam Choshev. On a weekday, he wouldn't tilt light. Mut B'chol Gavna is allowed to read on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotten Yud Beis explains Shein Da'akui Perishe Boru Shein Da'akui Af Beis Alimud. He would never touch a candle on Shabbos. He wouldn't. Even on weekdays, he wouldn't. So I will miss Tomelo. I'm reading on cable. For stamp person, we wouldn't say that. The issue was even on Choshev Shadakol Atos B'chol K'disit B'gemor Linyan Rebbe Shmuel Ben Elisha Shemesi Mat Smol Al Divrei Torah K'Hedyet. The Mishnah Berurah brings the story of Rebbe Elisha Ben Elisha. B'gemor says that he said, "I'm fine. I'm not going to tilt the light. I know I'm not going to do that. I'm 100% sure because Shabbos is so special. I'm not going to end up doing it." And he was 100% sure. He was very self-confident. He was very sure he was not going to do it, nevertheless. And he read Le'oraneira, and it was Nechshol. He actually did Avera, end up. He was very upset with himself. And he says he's going to bring a Chato Shemen. He's going to bring a great copy. He wrote in a special booklet, he wrote that he was over on it. And he said when the Beis HaMikdash was built, he's going to bring a Chato Shemen. I'm going to bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So a person is not allowed to be so self-confident in himself. That's what we learned from Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Mishnah Berurah ends up saying, in the name of the Prima God, a person is not allowed to consider himself an Adam Choshev, because people, when they learn, they forget themselves a little bit, and they might end up doing that. Mishnah Berurah says that. Whilst the person is not allowed to be makel generally, but if be makel and consider himself an Adam Choshev, but if it's a national shavu, which anyways a machloikas, then there's room to be lenient.